And it's time now for a little tech talk. James Mason. Hey, James, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
All right, man. You keeping your powder dry this morning?
So far.
Good.
But I got up and was trying to let the dog out, and she goes out. She sees it's raining. She's like, nope, I don't have to go that bad. It's like, you won't go.
That's funny.
Hoping she doesn't start raining inside.
I knew a guy one time that used to take his dog out and hold an umbrella over it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she wishes we did that. That ain't gonna happen.
What are we gonna talk about today, James?
Well, I was thinking about that. A little tool that I use a lot is emailing myself text messages.
Mm.
Now, the reason that I do that is because I have different things where I forget a lot of stuff, and so whenever I'm at work and I want to remember something, I will send an email to my phone, you know, as a text message.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know that you can send emails as text messages.
Hmm.
But each service provider, they give an email address to where you can send, you set up a regular email, and instead of putting in an email address, you put in your 10-digit number, so like 859-574-7711, then you put the at symbol, just like normal, and then you have to put a cellular gateway, it's called. And the cellular gateway is an address that each service provider has, so that when you send it to that email address, it recognizes the phone number and routes it to your texting. So you can send yourself text. For me, whenever I have certain programs that send me alerts through email, and if it's a really important alert that I want to get as soon as possible, I will have an email to my phone number. And then that sends me a text message, and I get text messages way quicker than I get emails. And then also in Microsoft Outlook, it's really easy to delay a message.
Yeah.
So if I've got something going on at 5 o'clock and I'm like, oh, I'm going to forget to make that call, or I'm going to do so, you know, forget something right because I'll be gone from work. And so I'll delay an email to my cell phone, to my text message. And then at 5 o'clock, Outlook will send it, and I'll get the text message, and it'll remind me. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. And so that, for me, it's a really helpful little tool, and I know that whenever I've said it to other people, they're like, well, I never even knew that you could email a text message. So I was passing along that this morning.
That's good.
And I've got the addresses of the different cellular providers.
Oh, good.
And what I did was I asked the guy I work with, Derek Miles. He's another IT guy. I asked him if he would mind if I set up a Twitter account, and he and I could field any kind of questions and different things people might have if they wanted to send us a message.
Excellent.
And so I set up a Twitter account at Ask the IT Guys. So we are at Ask the IT Guys, and I've got this. I've got the information for the sending the text on there. I've got the different addresses and stuff like that, and on our Twitter account, which, you know, the whole Twitter thing is just, it's just not enough letters for me.
Yeah. Of course, they increased it, you know, from whatever originally. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I like that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and it's super helpful for me because I forget things, and whenever I'm on my computer and I'm sending things to myself, then if I have a document on my computer, I'll send it to myself, and then I don't have to worry about getting it on my phone. And pictures also, because, well, here, another thing that I do is I take pictures with my phone, but I have them automatically upload to Google Photos.
Yeah.
And so at work, I'll take pictures with my phone of different things that I need. Like if I've got a computer serial number or something I need, I'll take a picture of it. It automatically uploads to Google Photos. That's on my computer. By the time I go sit back down at Google Photos, then I can download it off of Google Photos and send it wherever I need to send it in an email. That is actually super helpful to me.
Excellent.
Also, because then I don't have to write so much stuff down, because I hate writing notes.
Yeah. I'm with you. I do, too. And I have to write down everything or do some alternative thing to remember. Hey, listen, that's great advice, and I appreciate it. You have a good day. Stay dry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.